Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley, and we have a topic of Intuit ProConnect Tax today. Now, before we jump into ProConnect Tax, in each of our tax sessions, we've tried to talk a little platform with you. And I'd like to do that because competitors of Wolters Kluwer and Thompson each have a platform, the Access platform in CCH's case, and the Onvio platform in Thompson's case. In Intuit's case, they're basically taking the approach of using SaaS, software as a service-based products, and their OEM relationship for practice management is with a very fine practice management product, Carbon, and of course, they're driving a lot of their business through Intuit's QuickBooks Online and the QuickBooks Online Accountant Edition. Well, many of you have used Lacerte or Pro Series, or there was a personal consumer version, TurboTax, three versions of tax, but clearly Intuit would like to get you off of premise-based tax like Lacerte or ProSeries tax and into web-based tax like ProConnect tax. So that's where this is heading. They don't really have an end-to-end platform. They have really point solutions in each of the different areas, but they've done a nice job of integrating Carbon and Lacerte and ProConnect Tax and Smart Vault and a few other platforms. And when we start thinking about what the vendor has, they really have a collection of tax preparation tools, data collection, data entry, and then review, finish, and file. So I've gone on a little longer than I typically do in our podcast before I bring Brian in. But Brian, I know that you have prepared returns in ProConnect Tax and have direct experience with it. So how would you like to proceed?
Well, I would say that, as somebody that spent more time probably in Lacerte Tax, I like the Lacerte Tax product a little bit better than I like ProConnect, but the problem is if you don't do many returns, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to use the Lacerte product because there's a high cost to get into it. The ProConnect thing, to my knowledge, I've not seen an unlimited option that they have, so you will pay for each return. And the current rack rate that they have for those things is, I think, 42 for an individual, and I think 89 for a business. Okay, and so again, there are discounts available on that, and again, I'm sure you could get that lower. But as we're thinking about this, this is a browser-based product, and so whenever you need to change screens, there can be or change returns, there can be a 1.5 to 2 second delay to get that next screen loaded up. And so that's something that you should expect with a browser-based tax application. Again, I've been very satisfied with what I've been able to do with the product, but my needs are not very complex either. Mm-hmm. They have built in a lot of complex things from the Lacerte engine. What I've seen, I haven't seen consolidated returns in this, but I don't do any consolidated returns either. So I can't speak to it being there or not being there.
So, Brian, I know one of the things we talked about was in prep for our podcast today was just that the ProConnect tax was built on the Lacerte engine, which may give our listeners a bit more confidence in the capability of the product. And having dealt directly with the Lacerte product managers at Intuit over the last 3 to 4 years, I was actually quite pleased to see the number of features that were added year by year. Now, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head like I did at one time, but loosely 170 features were added in, you know, like 3 years ago, and 190 the year after that, and so on. And they also did a fair bit of, you know, e-signature work and really trying to make the workflow make more sense along the way. But overall, it seemed to me that the navigation inside ProConnect Tax was slower than the Lacerte navigation, more scrolling up and down the screen and things like that. Is that your impression as well?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct from my experience. When you switch to, you know, again, when you switch to different things, they've gone through two or three different user interfaces. But the hard part about it is to load everything you need to load in a single web browser page is just too much for a web browser. So you end up having to switch. And when you switch, sometimes there's a second or two you have to wait for it to update the page. Even though it's this response is fast, there just takes a second or two for a web page to update.
If you don't mind, I'm going to step in here because this is not really a tax topic, but it applies to all SaaS products. And since Intuit is so SaaS-centric, I just want to warn our listeners that in today's browser world, every time you launch a browser and launch a new tab, it launches not only the executable of the browser, but all of the plugins that you have. So if you're running multiple tabs in a browser, it's going to take a lot of compute resources and a lot of memory resources. So the thinking that you need less of a computer to run in a browser, that's just absolutely backwards. Today, I'm routinely recommending 32 gig of RAM to support the overhead from Microsoft Teams and browsers. And this is true whether it's Chrome, Firefox, Edge, or Safari. So if you are of the work habit, you open lots of browser tabs, I'm just warning you about it in the context of this product. And you'll notice Brian, I think three different times now has said, hey, it's going to be slow when you go from one tab to another or open another browser session. And you do have a fair bit of overhead. So that's a long rant, Brian, on unrelated topic, but it applies to QuickBooks Online and it applies to ProConnect and it applies to Carbon.
And the reason that browser thing has changed is that in the last year or two, the browser vendors have tried to put more things in what they call a sandbox, where they have a separate instance of the browser they run for each different tab. And that's an architectural change that takes up a lot more memory. So the computer that I bought, the specs I bought was 16 gigs of RAM. And, you know, I find myself with 16 gigs of RAM, when I'm running a lot of browser things, sometimes it gets tapped out.
Thank you for taking my rant. But now back on the topic here, in Intuit's case with ProConnect Tax, they claim more than 20,000 automated calculations and 21,000 diagnostics, over 5,700 federal and state forms. I mean, we're not talking a toy when it comes to this.
And this product has been around for a few years. So this product has been battle tested. I think I first used this maybe 7 or 10 years ago. It's been quite a while back that I started using this product. The thing that this absolutely makes sense for is for the person that needs to do a small number of tax returns and is willing to pay on a per return basis, like me, this makes perfect sense for this. They've built in the oil and gas things from Lacerte, and so the oil and gas support is very, very good. I think it's competitive with the other products. I like I like the product generally. I will tell you that I know a guy, you and Randy and I both know a guy that's worked for the IRS in the past that has worked for a lot of the software vendors over the years. And he uses ProConnect Tax because he finds it to be the most effective. And part of the reason is that in the client management interface, you can have your QuickBooks Online clients and you can have your ProConnect clients. And then you have a book to a tool set to do the book to tax adjustments you need to do to come out of QuickBooks Online or QuickBooks Online Self-Employed and push that data into ProConnect. So the workflow there is done well and can be, again, can be very helpful to you if you're on all those platforms.
Well, and so in this particular product's case, there's a tax planner that does multi-year up to 3 years. But, you know, we've recorded another session on Corvi, which we think is a superb new tax planning product. The navigation inside the product is interesting because they use a search that looks for any element across a tax return anywhere. And that you can do split views so you can run side by side on separate monitors. Again, another tab that you can, you know, jump to an input and you can do note taking and so forth. And the product has the professional features, the batch processing, profile management, and roles and permissions so you can run it across the firm. And it does a pretty good job of handling the K-1 packages so you can, you know, export those to hand those to other professionals. Further, they've done a nice job of implementing a training portal inside the product. But then they've also done some integrations, and I think you were going to talk about those, including data collections with their Intuit link where you can gather documents or do automatic document import or data import, and that you can, you know, import from a drawer or Excel, as well as from QBO, which I'm surprised how many professionals don't do the QBO import into ProConnect Tax.
Yeah, I mean, when you go in and look at this, that integration that they have with Intuit Link, I think is interesting, where you can, again, go through and have a nice workflow to pull the information in from clients. You know, you can also bring in, K1s, K1 packages. You can, you can automate a lot of that import in here from 1099s and, you know, all kinds of 1099s. You have a document import drawer that will go ahead and show you where clients have uploaded documents. You know, again, this QBO integration can't be understated. Now, we'll talk more about QBO and kind of Intuit's strategy there and in TurboTax here in a little bit. But there is a little bit of a light document storage in here. Wouldn't call it to the extent document management, but I might call it document storage just to give you some stuff in here. And typically, you're filing by tax year. When I see people using this, you know, I see this used pretty heavily by heavy QuickBooks Online shops. And so if you bought into the Intuit ecosystem, I see a lot of folks going in here and doing this. You know, you don't have the depth of scan and organize capabilities that you might with some of the competitors, although you have some. If I'm looking at this, you know, Intuit has historically had a strategy where they targeted bookkeeping shops more than they did accounting firms. Although Lacerte and ProSeries both were used pretty heavily in small, mid-sized accounting firms. I think that legacy has carried forward here with this product as well.
Yeah, and on the 1040 work paper, Brian, it's clear when I find somebody's a Lacerte shop, a ProConnect shop, I'll usually suggest SurePrep or Companion GruntWorks, you know, something else as a 1040 work paper approach. And that just seems to make sense to me. You know, the whole link issue and the data entry and so forth, I think is useful inside the product. And then just the way they handle the return sharing and the watermarking and you know, e-file is all pretty efficient. And I was so pleased to see them do the e-signature inside the product as well. But I think in the last few moments we have together, it might be wise to, you know, maybe speak to a bit of the elephant in the room. I know you and I have had way many conversations about this because we understand Intuit's strategy to get people on the QuickBooks Online platform. And for a while, they were packaging the self-employed version of QuickBooks with the TurboTax tax return filing and so forth. And I'd like for you to maybe just discuss that for a moment with our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I think the elephant in the room here is that, you know, again, well, like we said in previous podcasts, you know, accountants switch tax software about as often as they switch major world religions. And I think that holds true. They typically don't want to switch tax platforms. And so the challenge here is that Intuit has decided that they are now a competitor to H&R Block and to Liberty Tax and other folks at the low end. And so they actually have a corporate vice president that is vice president of professional services. And I don't know if that's exact title, but I think their goal, one of their maxims is to match up experts with the users. And so the challenge here is we don't know how far upmarket Intuit's going to go with their tax work. So, you know, I've been in the industry for 30 years, and I've seen Intuit come out and try to, you know, I've seen ads on Accounting Web and other media sites where they're trying to recruit staff to do the TurboTax Live work. We've also seen bookkeepers getting recruited for QuickBooks Online Live, their fixed price monthly bookkeeping. You know, as we're thinking about this, the challenge is that Intuit has decided now that they want to be a lender and to work with personal financial services through Credit Karma and through QuickBooks Capital. And so as we're thinking about this now, the question is, where does this product fit in the world where they're trying to grow their professional service market? You know, especially if I was doing low-end returns, I would be concerned that, you know, I'd feel a little bit uncomfortable about having a partner that was my competitor as well. Just like I would if I was using H&R Block's tax software. I mean, same thought process there.
Yeah, understood on that, Brian, and I appreciate that. So, you know, bottom line to our session, though, ProConnect Tax is probably the second most usable next generation tax product behind Access Tax, which is more capable, I believe. And if you are looking to convert to a new generation platform, this may be it. But for our professionals, unfortunately, there's no unlimited version that we're aware of right now. So, you know, this would be pay for return. So I don't know that we could ask our Lacert shops to switch to ProConnect Tax at this point. I'm not sure that makes strategic sense. But what other final parting thoughts might you have in this area?
Well, of course, you can get Lacert Pro Series and ProConnect, Pro Series and Lacert hosted by Right Networks, and that's an option to cloudify those things. I would say that this is probably your best browser-based tax prep option, especially for those that don't do a ton of returns that still want a professional-grade product. So maybe you've gone in-house at a big company and used to work for a big firm, and now you still want the complex and the capabilities of the heavy-duty thing without having to have the locally installed client and everything. And I think that makes a ton of sense here. You know, it's a great product, and I vote with my wallet to use this product. So it makes a lot of sense for me, and I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of folks.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being with us on the Technology Lab to learn a bit about Intuit's ProConnect Tax, and we'll see you on another podcast soon. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.